Thank you. Welcome back. Inside Agriculture market analysis time now. And Monday was a headline day in the markets, 15 to 30 some cents higher for corn and soybeans. And in overnight trade, so far not a turnaround Tuesday. Christy Van On of Van On and Company on Farm Talk said,
sometimes we get caught up in this buy the rumor, sell the fact mentality. And I know this isn't a rumor because we've had both the White House and China come out and say, yes, they've committed to additional agricultural purchases on top of the ones they already committed in the fall for soybeans. But, you know, sometimes they fizzle out. And we saw that last time when China committed to buying beans. We really saw that rally. And then when they started actually buying the beans, we just couldn't hang together and started to fall off. And so I'm a little bit worried about that. And I think what it comes down to is we have two different stories and which one has more muscles. Right now we have obviously the optimism between with China buying. But on the flip side for the bear, you have pretty ideal growing conditions in a lot of areas. And I just worry that, you know, you're going to reconfirm everything's going good, everything's getting the ground that needs to get in the ground. I get a little bit nervous of that. What I'm watching the most is can corn get back above $5? It was unable to today for new crop. We're about 8 cents away, 8.5 cents away from the contract high for Dease corn. And then same situation for soybeans. Can we make new contract highs? We're 13 cents away from those contract highs. If we can make those, it does open up targets to 12.50 for November beans, in my opinion.
Here's Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group on AgriTalk.
Last week, we sold off 2 days on ideas that we weren't going to get a deal. And now, of course, the White House saying, oh, yeah, we got a deal. So we should get 2-3 days of upside, but I would think that would be it without any concrete actual deals getting done. It's interesting to note that China has not commented on anything that the White House has said. So that puts everything into kind of a different perspective here. People are going to be kind of suspicious as to whether there is actually a deal or not.
The fact that they said additional purchases besides what they already committed to in soybeans, we know that Brazil has a monster soybean crop. So, and their beans are obviously going to be cheaper than ours, fresher than ours. So why would they come and they buy more beans when they can get, in their opinion, a better alternative in beans in Brazil? And so I do think that means they're going to be looking at some other products. One thing that was disappointing to me was cattle markets unable to rally, which isn't surprising, giving corn up 21 cents. However, they did open the door for more beef exports to go to China. That could be part of the purchases. Ethanol could be part of the purchases. You could be looking at more feed use out of the purchases. So there's a lot of different routes. Wheat actually struggled majority of the day and ended up being able to come with some force behind it and close a little bit on the positive side. But it is something to watch here as wheat seems to be kind of running out of a story because we know the crop conditions in winter wheat are so poor. It should be one of the poorest crops we've seen in quite some time. However, it is known very well that you can import wheat cheaper from other places right now than pay for domestic wheat. And that just puts a cap on it for now. Yeah, I just think that this is the time frame that these markets can rip your head off, and it's a roller coaster, and you need to strap in and be ready because we do have planting progress after the close. You can get information. You can see something happen in Iran that can totally change the dynamic of these markets, and so we need to know that $5 corn and $12 beans are profitable for many people. So if you did not do as much marketing as you wanted to, watch them drop all week last week, and we're sitting here on Friday saying, my goodness, what was I waiting for? You have that opportunity again, and I'm not saying it's never going to be around, but just make sure you're rewarding these rallies.
President of Ag Resource Company in Chicago, Dan Bossi on AgriTalk.
And this to me is a kind of like a baby phase one. I'll use that term loosely because in phase one, the United States actually sold China on all ag goods back in the 2021 year, about $36 billion. So at 29 to 30, we're getting close. We're almost there. But I, again, every time that we've had this kind of demand from China, corn usually at some point puts a six in front of it. So as you look where corn prices are today, they seem to be a little undervalued. But the soybean market, as it gets closer to 13 or 14, seems to be closer to those targets. But again, I would put this potential, let's hope for a little Trump thing at $17 billion plus 12 at number three at $29 billion in total. We look back in time, China was buying upwards at some years, 25, getting over 30. And so, this is not something that's unusual. We're kind of getting back to normal. But you got to remember that Brazil's been stealing our export thunder for several seasons now. And so we are getting this back on a political mandate. We're not going to get it back economically, but from Trump and Xi, they're giving the United States a nod. That means that other countries will buy soybeans from South America and not the United States. But and even saying that, as I'm back from Europe, there's this little problem called Argentina and a GM problem in soybeans and soy meal. That's something that they have a zero tolerance for. So I believe that demand also is coming stateside, which gives me hope anyway that at least on soy meal and soybeans, we're going to be relatively well off for at least the next 4 or 5 months.
And there's your thoughts on the markets from a wild upside day Monday. Hey, let's check a weather forecast now for no rain, but no warmth either.